It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
It's like your ears were burning, Prime Minister.
And here I am.
Here you are. Hey. Thanks for joining us this morning on the breakfast show.
How's
your week been?
Busy.
Yeah.
Busy. It's everything from ticket scalping to foreign terrorist fighters.
Yeah. The foreign terrorist fighter thing is a real. It's a bit of a clickbait, isn't it, for everyone? Because we've dealt with this before.
Well, and in fact, it was only a couple of weeks ago that we did have in a public select committee hearing the head of our Secret Service basically saying, look, we do have a very small number of individuals who would fall into this in this category of people. So,
but it's not like the Secret Service are scrambling to put together some sort of plan. It's like there is a way of doing it, isn't there?
Of course, we have contingency. Absolutely,
because we're a grown-up country, aren't we?
Indeed we are. And even though there's a small number, we have contingency there. And so that's an assurance I can give, is that we have the means to keep people safe. But obviously people then see the discussion that's happening overseas around citizenship and foreign terrorist fighters and are interested in that. A lot of those cases overseas, though, are people with dual citizenship because most countries are actually signed up to obligations that say we won't make people stateless because then you could have a scenario where someone could come into New Zealand from somewhere else, perform a terrorist act, and they're home country could strip them of their citizenship and leave them here in New Zealand. And we wouldn't take kindly to that. So ultimately, we have to deal with our own problems, and that means our own citizens.
Yeah, we can't worry about that when we've got this, when the devil's been invited to town. Capital gains tax. Da, da, da. The recommendations of the capital, the tax working group are back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As predicted, capital gain tax was suggested by them. And as you're the government and you have talked about the possibility of capital gain tax before, you are now in the position of pondering that and deciding whether to go forward with it. You have to be surprised at the frothing resistance to it.
Oh, no.
No,
I guess I've been in politics 10 years now. This is the third time,
but you've
really
never run a small business, blah, 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 which is what was going on in the House yesterday.
And yeah, you saw that.
I saw that. I think they got to you there, but I didn't think that they deserved to because I don't see what their point was.
No, I mean, the point, I guess, really, if the point was, that we needed to be thoughtful around impacts on small business, I mean, equally, I haven't run a farm, but I'm also mindful of what might happen to them too.
And none of them run a party that's been voted in to run the government. So,
that's true. That is also the point. I mean, the line of question I was getting from was from the leader of the opposition. I mean, we all, as politicians, often have responsibility for things that we haven't personally experienced, but our job is to be empathetic, to look at evidence and advice, to consider everything and the impact across the board, and that's what we're doing.
For those people who aren't aware what was going on, I mean, you were basically sort of defending the possibility of the capital gains tax and where it might go and that sort of thing, and the National Party were coming in quick and fast with some, what about this? Have you ever done that? You haven't even done that. Oh, is that when you worked there? Oh, fish and chips, or whatever they were saying. It was just sort of defeated.
Pretty much
the point.
Crazy right there.
Yeah. It was in a nutshell, eh? But I mean, it's my least favourite bit of New Zealand politics, that schoolyard carry on. But you do have a hard job, don't you? I mean, the PR for the capital gains tax, once it was announced, has been pretty intense, hasn't it? And pretty one sided, I think.
Well, and one of the things we're trying to encourage is actually just the debate itself, because New Zealand is one of only two countries in the OECD that doesn't have a capital gains tax. And that's really, I mean, that's for a simple reason, of course. If you're in a job and you're working a 40-hour week, you pay tax on every hour that you work and dollar that you earn.
PAYE, yeah.
That's what you do. And the reason that the tax working group came back and said, well, actually, we think that capital gains tax should apply across these range of areas is because their argument was income is income, and we should treat all income the same. And so that means if you it was all forward-looking, none of it's retrospective. So from the day that something's valued, if you're using it for income, like it's a residential rental, or, for instance, you sell a business, their argument was all of that becomes income, and therefore it should have tax on it in the same way you would if your income was derived from working in a job.
How do you alleviate the panic or the confusion that seems to be existing? Tess and I were just talking about it earlier on,
yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of confusion between individuals about what's going on. One of our sponsors, Simplicity, came in here and desperately tried to talk to us about it last week and almost blew our brains apart.
Because there's some complexity.
Because it's tax, man.
Yeah, and it is complex. But the one thing that I guess I would say is that we're just trying to have an honest conversation. So sticking at least to just, even though we haven't taken a position yet because we're still working through agreement between the parties, just being honest about what the tax working group said. So we've had the opposition, for instance, saying that basically everyone in KiwiSaver would be worse off. That's just not true. The tax working group tried to offset and encourage low and middle income earners to keep saving. And so,
in their recommendations.
So many people would end up being better off under some of what they've recommended. They've done the same for small business. In fact, we were the ones that asked them, can you produce something that might be revenue neutral? So basically what that would mean is if we brought in a capital gains tax and it brought in extra income, give us some options for how we could give that back out to taxpayers.
Right, I see. Yeah. Okay.
So we don't make anything out of it because our whole premise was how do we make the tax system fairer? At the moment, you know, some...
I'm carrying
the bulk of the weight.
I'm finding it really interesting who's clucking the loudest about it. Hey, let's talk about ticket scalping. Let's talk about where did this come up? Did somebody miss out on a ticket for M&M or something down there or in Wellington or what?
This is an issue that really bothers me a lot, not at all. I have friends who work in events management, and I've got friends who are artists, and I hear the stories of people who, you know, might have been given a ticket for a birthday, or they save up, and then they find that they either have a fake ticket, or they see that they've been completely ripped off because some bot's gone in and bulk bought tickets and then hiked the price.
Is it going to be easy enough to do? Because it's been talked about before, and it's and how much of it is buyer beware? I mean, you know, it's like you get people who go, all right, just don't, whatever you do, don't buy a ticket from Viagogo. And they go, where'd you get a ticket from? Oh, I went to Viagogo then in the end.
And there is some, our Commerce Commission isn't engaged in some particular action with Viagogo at the moment. Yeah. So I'll speak in general terms. Some countries
actually are. Non-brand specific seller. Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Some countries are successfully doing things like working on that the use of bots and bulk buying of tickets. And so that's something that we can look to other examples. There is a difference between someone who buys a ticket and then can't go and on-sells it and ticket scalping. And so what we're aiming to deal with is ticket scalping.
Hey, are you getting a good feedback from the industry, from promoters and events people in New Zealand about this?
Will you
bring them into the mix sort of thing?
Yes. And so we've got a range of ideas for legislation. We're talking with those who are directly affected, including Trade Me, for instance, because that's a place where a lot of on-selling happens. And what we want to do is, because sometimes people buy a ticket on Trade Me and it'll be completely different to what their expectations are. Are there things that we can do just to protect buyers in there a little bit better? So we're talking about those things for about the next month. And then we'll look to drafting some law around it. So we're taking ideas out to them now, but basically we're pretty committed to making sure that we try and fix this problem.
Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand. Friday is an International Women's Day. As a young woman who has catapulted herself into a prominent position here in a country on the planet, I guess it's a big day for you. I guess people look to you for something to do, some fine words on that day, and a good steady hand on the tiller. What's anything planned for New Zealand or for you for International Women's Day? Anything you think we should dwell on International Women's Day?
Well, I'm just still dwelling on the fact you call me young. I appreciate that.
Younger than me.
Thank
That's
you.
What I'm saying. Younger than me.
That's right. I'm one of those. I was thinking, I got asked for some comments on this yesterday, and I'm one of those angsty people that until the job's done, I find it very hard to celebrate. And so, yes, there are some good things that we've, you know, been able to mark over the past year. I mean, we're very close to fixing our pay equity legislation. We now have 50% of our chief executives in the public service are women.
Do we already? That is some prompt. That's good. So maybe this International Women's Day, I mean, not to say that the fight is over, but maybe it's a day where we celebrate the rapid and recent, you know, changes to the way that women are treated in society and our long-standing issues that have
stood
there.
I'll give you a simple other example. When I came in and I sat down, because I run the group that decides on the honours list for New Zealand, Queen's birthday and New Year's.
Do you, mate?
And
good on you, mate.
I do. And do you know what I discovered? We hadn't had a gender equal list since the 1990s.
Ramp up the dames, is that what you're saying?
No, just a little. I mean, no one would argue, I think, that we couldn't find a number of women who are equally deserving of recognition as we could men. So we just put in a bit more effort then.
Yay.
And we've had gender equal lists since. So, yeah, those are small things, though, when you look at things that we have to resolve around, you know, domestic violence in New Zealand and pay equity and women in low-paid work. And for me, I'll celebrate when that stuff's done. But there's small milestones along the way.
Those are three very important issues, definitely. Mm. Hey, Prime Minister, thank you very much for talking to us at BFM. We'll speak to you again in a fortnight's time.
Have an awesome day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.